dirty carpets don't keep a schedule. You do. That's why the Home Depot has the Hoover Power Scrub Elite Pet Plus Carpet Cleaner for just $148, over $40 off. Its quick clean mode with heat force helps cut drying time to less than 45 minutes. If you have a schedule to keep, you don't want to sit around waiting on a wet carpet. The Hoover Power Scrub Elite, just $148, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through July 11th.
Blog Talk Radio.
On tonight's episode of Confession Session.
Have you went to see Black Panther yet? Well, we're confessing our love for Black Panther this evening, and we're giving you the scoop on the cast, directors, box office success, and the Twitter troll haters. What's good, you guys? It's your host, Andrina.
And I'm your host, John Othello, and you are listening to one and the only Confession Session!
Wow, that was pretty amazing. That was pretty amazing, Jeff.
I had to call all out tonight because, you know, I'm just so excited. You know, this movie has been the talk of everything. It was the highlight of my weekend. And, you know, I'm just so happy to see, you know, Black excellence and, you know, just in a good space right now. How's everything going for you? How was your weekend? Did you do anything fun, Miss Angel Fondrina?
Yeah, I did a lot of things. I just really relaxed, went to go see a couple people, go look at some nice things, you know, came back to the house. I was able to relax. My mom got my son, so it was nice to be able to chill. And on top of that, I don't work tomorrow either, so it's extremely joyful. But, yeah, other than that, Black Panther, I heard it was really good. Then Jen called me like, why? You're the only person that I know that hasn't seen Black Panther. And I was like, really? You have to go see it, Angelica. And I was like, okay. And so I told my husband yesterday night, like, let's see Black Panther tomorrow. And we went to go see it today, and it was really good. It was really good. So, yeah, Jen, you didn't know that.
Yes! But, yeah. I'm so happy that you went to go see it. Yay! Did Gio enjoy
was
it?
Good, yeah. Gio was with my mom.
Okay. No, I understand, honey, because, I mean, it can be a kid movie, but it's grown, too. So, you know, it's a perfect date night, date morning, whatever it may have you. But I'm so glad you went to go see it. I'm so excited. This is about to be a fun show.
Yes, it is. It is. But before we get started on this show, make sure you guys check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Tumblr, SoundCloud, and, of course, this podcast from Blog Talk. Send us those confessions at confessions2us@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe, and tag us in the drama. So we're going to hit you guys with a confession question, but pretty much this is just for you guys to hit us up with, okay? So, Jen, did you want to go ahead and think into that confession question before we get it popping on the show this evening?
Yes. Confession question. Have you went to go see Black Panther? And what did you think of the movie and cast? Again, have you went to go see Black Panther, and what did you think of the movie and cast? And let's get started.
All right, y'all. So for Black History this evening, we're going to be honoring Black Panther, its all-star cast, and the best parts of the movie. But before Jean gets started on talking to you guys about the cast, the directors, location of the movie, I'm just going to give you all a quick little debrief on what the movie is for those who has not had an opportunity to see the movie. So after the death of his father...
I don't want to cut you off, Angel. Just, I also want to say that this show is definitely going to have spoilers. This is going to be the one time if you bitches ain't seen the movie, you can listen and still go see it. Like, it's still going to be just as entertaining, but and try to look for certain things that we may point out during the show, but it definitely is going to contain spoilers because we're going to be talking about it like we've seen it and expecting that you all seen it because it is Sunday. It's been out since Thursday. You also took y'all black asses to the movie this before. So,
go ahead and go off, Jen. So, Tichilla, his father dies, and he returns home to the African nation of Wakanda to take back his rightful place as king. And it was a powerful enemy. It suddenly reappears, and T'Challa, he meddles as king, but as and also as the Black Panther, he gets tested pretty much. He's drawn into a lot of conflict that puts the fate of Wakanda and the world at risk. He's faced with treachery and danger, and the young king wants to rally his allies and release the full power of the Black Panther to defeat his foes and secure the safety of his people. Jean, would you say that was a decent brief of the movie, or if there's anything else you want to add? Because I know we're going to go into more details later. I just want to give everyone kind of just a overall agenda of what the movie was.
No, definitely, definitely. That was in my opinion, it was a good explanation. What I would take from it is just basically like this fictitious society where this group of African people were never colonized, and they're kind of they hide in plain sight, like they said, like they pretend to be like this poor nation, but really they're like the wealthiest in the world, you know. And we'll talk about it more in the show, but it's just like how, you know, they are going about and still being interrupted by outside forces. But yeah.
All right, so Jim, why don't you just go ahead and get into the cast, the directors, the location, and give us an idea of your thoughts and feelings on what you view when you've seen this.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to start off with where it was filmed. Black Panther was filmed in Atlanta, which I thought was really dope, and also South Korea. It says that they spent almost $84 million of Black Panther's reported $200 million budget in Georgia. The money was spread throughout the state entertainment community, but at least $10.8 million went to rental equipment and grips. $9.4 million was spent on lumber, hardware, and supplies. $5.6 million on lodging and $2 million on transportation, according to the Georgia Department of Economic Development. Also, a total of 3,100 people in 3,100 people working in Georgia's film industry were employed during the shoot, which began in August of 2016 and wrapped in November of the following year, the State Economic Development Department stated. Also, the star of Chadwick Boseman, who I love from 42, with his fine ass, Chadwick Boseman. Black Panther. It was just so many beautiful men. Like, I was just like, I was just so uncomfortable. Because, you know, I get jealous. And I'm like, I was looking at it like, damn, like, my nigga straight watching these fine ass niggas. Because I definitely was looking. But Michael B. Jordan, he was the villain, but definitely empathetic. You know, you kind of understand. We'll talk about it more so later in the show, but you kind of understand where he's coming from, even though what he was doing was wrong. Lupita Nyong'o, she was Nakia. She was, I feel like she's going to be Chadwick Boseman's future love interest. They're saying that originally in the comic book series, the marriage Storm, but fuck Storm. I love Lupita. and so she was a spy, one of the spies for Wakanda. And in the movie, what spies would do is they would just go and just see what's going on with outside influence, like outsiders of the world, and see how it ultimately affects them. But I think with her character, she more so felt sorry and felt that Wakanda, being this powerful nation, could do more and at the same time protect themselves. Denai Gurira, she played Okoye. I know her personally. I know they said she played in The Walking Dead, but I know her from the Tupac movie, All Eyes on Me, and she played Tupac's mom. And I remember, like, seeing her compared to, and this is no shade, like, this is no shade, but you could definitely tell a classically trained actor from, you know what I'm saying, just somebody who's talented, naturally talented, you know, and just learning the way. But you could tell, like, she real life, like, she did the damn thing as his mama. Like, I remember me and Chris in the theater, like, go off, bitch. Like, she was so fucking angry. And when I seen the movie, props to respect, because I was thinking, I didn't realize it was her until, like, later on. I was like, I think she played Tupac Mama. Like, she's a good actress. Forest Whitaker, he was kind of like, I guess, that nation's more so pastor. I don't really know how you explain it in that time, but he was the person that was, like, overseeing the rituals and stuff like that in the movie. Danielle Kaluuya, he was Chadwick, like, in my opinion, like, his best friend. I want to say he was a leader, like, of his own tribe as well, though. And if you all don't know, he
was actually really surprised.
You said what?
I was surprised at how good his acting was. Like, I was actually happy to see him, though, like, being involved in the movie. You guys know Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out. So I was really like, wow, like, that's good to see him, like, playing in that big movie, Get Out, and right away getting another really big role. I thought that was awesome. And he just really cracks me up every time he be looking at people and stuff. Like, his eyes are, like, big, but they kind of droop a little bit.
Like, he has the most beautiful eyes. Like, he has one of those eyes that, like, literally would, like, look at you into your soul. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, certain people, they I don't know what you call them, like, doe eye, like, doughy eyes, but it's just, like, you literally know every expression from, like, from their from their perspective. And I know it's acting, but it's just, like, he just has one of those. Because I noticed that, too. It's like he'll just look at something, and you could just see the whole expression without him saying anything. But, yeah. Also, Miss Angela Bassett, honey, she was obviously the queen. She was Black Panther's mama, Wamanda. Fucking amazing, as usual. I just love her so much. When I seen her, when he had got off the jet coming from, I don't know where the fuck he was coming from, but he had got off the jet and, like, had landed. Oh, but you know what? He got off the jet coming from a secret mission. And he had landed or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And she was, like, waiting in the light. And I said, yes. Like, yes, queen. Like, she just is always great and beautiful and so fucking graceful. And every part she does was perfectly for her because she makes it her own. Andy Serkis, he was Claw. He was the white man, definitely the antagonist. He was like the bad person, person that had kind of like told what he thought he was telling Michael B. Jordan about Wakanda, but we'll talk about it later on. But he actually knew about it. He was kind of like the person that kind of Michael B. Jordan got in contact with Claw to. You know what I'm saying, get his way into or have a reason to get into Wakanda. Martin Freeman, he played Everett K. Ross. He was a CIA agent that was tracking down Claw's well for America. And so he also knew Black Panther's character as well because obviously Black Panther was tracking him down because he was like evil for Wakanda, like he stole like vibranium and everything else. And let's see, who else? Winston Duke, he was, like, the leader of, like, this, one of the tribes in Wakanda. To me, I kind of felt like they didn't really fuck with the rest of the, I don't know how you pronounce it, Wakandians or the rest of the people in Wakanda. But they were kind of like the mountain people, like, kind of people that were, like, in my opinion, I felt like not, like, shaded. Like, I don't know if they just felt like they were good enough to be there or people may not feel like they were good enough, but they were still a part of this society. But, yeah, no, he was really dope, really fine. And then Shelley K. Brown, who we all know from People vs. O.J., you know, a super amazing actor, but he played Michael B. Jordan's father. And he also was the King of Wakanda's brother. But, yeah. And I don't know if I talked about the director as well, and I forgot his name really fast. I know that he was the director, Ryan Coogler, but he's also the director of Fruitvale Station, and just a really, I guess, seasoned director. He also was the director of Creed, and yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, out here doing it.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. That's why he Michael B. Jordan, because he likes shit. If it's gonna work, that's a dream team shit. They didn't work on three films together, but yeah.
He ain't been biting the hand that's been feeding him. And that's
okay.
How he's getting started in all these big movies. Like, we knew who he was after the first movie, you know, so that's
right.
What's up. But what else is also dope about this is, according to Variety.com, Black Panther can make as much as $200 million over just the weekend. So Disney's Marvel Black Panther is poised to shatter box office records for February, with updated forecasts from Disney in the 172 to 198 million range in North America during the four-day President's Day weekend. That's significantly above first tracking on January 25th for the tentpole. I don't even know what the tentpole is. We initially placed a debut in the 100 million to 120 million range, and this is for February 16th to the 19th. And I'm assuming because they're not having really a range, but this is last year. Now, pretty much, Black Panther, they saying that by President's Day weekend, they should break in even $182 million. But I actually already seen an article, and it said that it was, I think, past the 170s so far, past the weekend. But in 2016, Deadpool was the second highest that brought in all of that money. And so, from there, 50 Shades of Grey, when that opened in 2015, and everything just kind of goes down from there. The latest Marvel entry dominated in Thursday's preview showing, earning a muscular $25.5 million. That was for, like I said, Deadpool. So, I mean, Avengers, Age of Ultron, $27.6. And, I mean, everything else is just trickling down. This is overall one of the most master-paid films and almost forever, you know, it hasn't been like this, and a lot of people are pissed off about it, but I think that's awesome how well the box office is doing, and, like, they deserve it, like, so what did you think about this show?
I thought it was super amazing. I knew that it was going to perform well, and I feel like no number, if they were to say we made $300 million, I would have said it's fucking worth it, and also, I just feel like it's about time, and this is proof that, you know, a black cast will perform well if you get the money, the budget, the promoting for the movie, that it can excel and it can do well. Cause it's like,
but that's
literally
so bizarre that you say that, because I didn't see any advertisements for this movie at all.
Well, I did. I mean, I think now we're in a different generation to where it's not going to be, you know, on television and shit like that. But we definitely knew the movie was coming through social media. I feel like that's what's most important, you know, getting it on these different BuzzFeed and the Shade Room. And anytime we watch a YouTube video showing the trailers and shit like that. And on Facebook, like, to me, that's what's important. You know, yeah, sure, you can put it on before The View, but it's just like, how many people are watching The View now? I feel like there's more people that you can, especially the target demographic for this film, you can reach on the internet. But no, I think it's just super dope. I was super proud. I love seeing my people just show up and show the fuck out, getting dressed up, being overly dramatic with the Akaras and the Dashikis and the Yamados, mm-hmm. and, you know, just everybody out here doing the damn thing. Me and Chris, we definitely dressed up for the film. And we end up going in Cary, which is like, you know, like an upper middle class area. But it's still, I think, because we was like late, so I didn't see anybody, and people were just kind of looking like, you know, wow. So maybe other people was dressed up. I don't know. But, I had on like a dashiki cardigan. He had on like a little headpiece or whatever, but we definitely was in that motherfucker ready, you know. And did you see Lala?
When you left, did you see anybody dress up?
I mean, I've only seen it like online. I didn't see anybody when I was in the movie theater, but everybody
okay.
else, because like I said, we was late. Like we came in during the previews, but
okay.
everybody else I talked to that went to go see it, because it was like literally like it was so many people I knew that went to go see the movie. They said that people were dressed up, and like showing the fuck out for the movie.
Wow.
And I thought that was really dope. And then, you know, it's interesting because someone had pointed out on Facebook, they were like, everybody is looking at us like showing up and dressing up just for this movie, but white people have had this all the time. It's called cosplay. You know, when it's like a big budget movie, you know, same thing, Marvel series, you'll see like white people dressed up in like whatever, comic books,
Star Wars
costumes, or Star Wars, same thing. It's just like
Harry
now
Potter.
That a black leading cast, you know, we have something that we can actually show up for. So
right.
I think the overall reception of the movie is just super dope, and I'm so happy that, you know, we can get on board and we are putting our money where the fuck it matters. Like I've been saying this whole time, fuck the boycott. Yeah, I mean, like not boycott, but fuck like the protesting and all that other bullshit. Put your fucking money where your mouth is, honey. Don't support people that don't support you, and support people that are for you, and that's it. And they'll see, you know, next year, I guarantee you, every 2 to 3 films you see, it's probably going to be half and half not a leading character. Gabriel, you got a movie coming out. I'm going to fucking see it because like, it's going to be good as fuck. I'm going to go see A Wrinkle in Time with Oprah. You know, you just got to do what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? We got to support
mm-hmm.
each other. That's it. That's it.
So I also wanted to mention that Black Panther made $23.2 million overseas. Black Panther made $7.2 million in the United Kingdom, $4.7 million in South Korea, $2 million in Taiwan, $1.4 million in France, and $1.1 million in Hong Kong. And a Fandango survey found that 61% of people are considering repeat viewing of the Black Panther. So I thought that was awesome. Very, very awesome.
No, I agree because I definitely thought about going to see it again because I know like a couple of like my homeboys were saying they was going to see it with like with their girls or whatever, and I was like, damn, should I go and see it again too? Because it is that good, you know, not because it's a black movie, but it's just like it was so inspiring and all encompassing. So I definitely want to watch it. And when it comes out on DVD and film, I definitely will be buying it just so I can watch it every now and then. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hopefully they make a sequel.
They are going to. Come on. Are you serious? it's about to be more than a sequel, honey. It's about to be a fucking theory shit.
That's right. Well, now that we done got all of that out the way, Jim, why don't you kind of just go into like the description of the film and what the hidden meaning was in your view?
Absolutely. And this is specifically, like, my opinion. You know, if you disagree, you know, we can talk about it. Definitely comment. Say, fuck you, Jill. You ain't shit. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. It's fine. I don't care. I'll just ignore it because I feel the way I feel. But, no, not a slam. But, anyways, I just want to talk about certain stuff that I took specifically from the film. You know, I talked to a couple people. You know, that I went to go see it, some of my friends from different races. And for the most part, it was kind of an agreement. But definitely being a black American, I feel like it stands out. You know, and that is what comes when you have a black director, you have black writers, you have a black cast. It's just like those underlying hidden meanings that I took from the film that I thought was super dope and super amazing. But anyway, the first thing that I took from it was the Wakanda meaning. To me, I felt like Wakanda was Africa at its best. You know, Africa is the leader of natural resources. They have the most. They have fucking diamonds. They have just everything, you know, and they should be the wealthiest nation, you know, the wealthiest continent on this planet. But that is before colonization, you know, and part of me, I was, and I don't want to sound ignorant, but I was reading this article where it said that Africans are the only group of people that don't have Neanderthal blood. And, you know, Neanderthals are savages, you know, and I was thinking, like, maybe, like, did they rule over us because, like, we are just good people, you know? I don't know, like, but it just really had me thinking. I was just like, damn, so this would explain a lot. Like, we're not savages. We're not bad people. So, like, that ultimately is why, like, we got taken advantage of, because all these other groups in the world come from that, you know? But, yeah, to me, I just felt like, you know, Wakanda was, Africa should be great. It could be great, you know, but they just need to stay to themselves and get to work. Also, Lupita Nyong'o, who was Chadwick Boseman's his love interest, and also Danai Gurira, their characters on the film, like, stood out to me. And to me, I took it as they were equal to men because they were warriors, and I thought that was really dope. Like the Wakanda women, they were fighters. They, you know, when they had the what was it? When they had the test to make him king, and how they were in the forefront. Like, we about to get to work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we the ones that's fighting. You know,
yeah.
We're not scared of the niggas. I thought that was really dope, and I noticed that. And I thought it meant that women can be vicious but loyal, you know what I'm saying, and love their country and love their men, and most importantly, you know, they know who they are in this place, in society, black women. But also I took from it, and this is from Michael B. Jordan, his girlfriend, I took that sometimes black women can be loyal to a fault, you know what I'm saying, because she was down for him, you know what I'm saying, like, she was his ride or die, she was doing whatever the fuck he wanted to do, and when she got held up by the white dude or whatever that was trying to get the vibranium or who had the vibranium, she apologized to him for putting him in a situation to where he had to choose, but ultimately he killed her. He didn't care about her enough to even think twice about it. But she was just like, I'm sorry that I'm putting you in this position to even have to worry about killing me. You know, and that's why I took, like, black women sometimes they can be too fucking loyal, you know what I'm saying, to their men. To me, also, what I took from the film was African-Americans and Africans. You know, like, they're sort of like this love-hate relationship we have with each other. You know, like, we know that we are all black, we are all proud of our blackness, but at the same time, Africans, they don't fuck with us. And it really bothers me, and it hurts my feelings, you know, and I have I'm being honest, I'm being for real. I have a couple of close friends who are African, and so they keep it real with me, and they are honest with me, and they have told me that Africans, when they came to this country, they felt like black people, black Americans should have been the ones that embraced them the most, should have been their brothers, should have been their sisters, but they were the ones that was hating on them the most, talking the most shit, bullying them the most. So it's kind of like this, you know, I was embraced by these other groups, so I don't fuck with y'all. You know, yeah, we look the same, but we not the same. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like African-Americans, that maybe have been something that they, some way that they felt when they were younger and wanted to put a difference, but I think, you know, times have changed, and we don't feel that way. In my personal opinion, and that's what I told my friends, is I've never felt that way. You know what I'm saying? I did not learn my exact roots until recently when I took a DNA test, but I definitely was always, whenever I listened to music, whenever I saw African shit, I directly connected that with me. You know what I'm saying? Because even though I may not understand, this is my people, this is where I come from, you know? So that is, it would piss me off when they would say stuff like that, but, I mean, I had to understand, you know what I'm saying, and just chop it up to it just being purely ignorance. But to me, I felt like with Michael B. Jordan's character, because he was half Wakandian, or half, however you pronounce it, whatever the correct term of these people that he comes from, but they left him in this, they're like this rich, influential people that are the leaders, and they just left him to die in South Central Los Angeles. He was pissed about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they have so many things, and his father told them, you know, where he comes from and, you know, all the technology, all the wealth that they have, and they could have helped to make a change, but they didn't. And to me, I looked at it as African-Americans. We are an angry group of people because we feel like we're the only ones that are left out. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're a mixed race and nobody accepts us. Africans don't fuck with us. The enslavers, fortunately, you know, our ancestors as well, because of rape and savagery, don't claim us. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like we have to have built our own society, you know? And lastly, what I took from it was Americans and what it kind of meant to be an American. And what I took from it is Americans need to mind their motherfucking business. They're too nosy. They in everybody else's shit and don't know what the fuck going on. That's what I took with the white man. Like, it's just like he should have stood down. Like, he should have, and I don't want to say American, specifically white American. You know what I'm saying? Like, he should have stood the fuck down. He was out of place. He was out of order, but he refused, and he ended up getting shot, almost murdered, and they had to come save him. And one thing I thought was funny is when they had went to the mountain and he was getting ready to comment, like, you're in the conversation between Lupita and the, I forgot the guy's name, but the guy that's leader of this tribe, like, in the mountain, and they had told him, like, you don't speak. Like, basically, like, you're not even part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
They've been making all the noise.
Right. Like, you don't got nothing to do with this. Stay in your motherfucking lane and play your position. And that's what white people need to do. Like, they always think they know every fucking thing about everybody. and I don't want to say white Americans. You know what I'm saying? And it does bother me. You know, so overall, I thought the movie was really good. It was a lot of gems.
There's some jokes too. I thought it was funny.
Huh?
I said they, in the movie,
had
some jokes too. Yeah.
Like when the girl she called him like colonizer. She was like, "Stay away, colonizer." I thought they're like
colonists.
They were saying some real shit to where it was enough to where we got it, and you would think a woke individual of another race would have understood. Maybe not, but. But yeah, what did you take from it? Was there anything that you felt like I was missing, or anything that you want to kind of like talk more about or speak more on?
I just thought that everything you were saying was like very well thought out. It looked like you took a lot of time figuring out these meanings behind it. I just, you know, I thought it was an awesome movie. I mean, it is really good. So if you guys have not had an opportunity to go see Black Panther, go see it. It's good. It's really good. But yeah, I took from it that, you know, the African, that was the most advanced nation, most successful, you know, out of it. And I just thought it was real deep, the meaning behind everything. But I didn't feel like, you know, like how you really went in depth. I didn't think about it that far, like about how when Michael B. Jordan, he shot his girl in the head, or, you know, I was like, dang, like he just killed her. Like he didn't even care, you know, but I ain't take it further than I thought, you know. I was like, oh my God, what's going on, you know. Really, really excited. But
yeah.
I don't know. I thought what you were saying was really good. It was something you said in the beginning. But whatever. I don't really remember. I just know that another thing is, like you said, black folks, they need to kind of stick together. And when you stick together and you put your money in, you know, the community, then you can flourish. Another thing that's awesome was, what was
I going to say? And not to cut you off, but that's another thing that, and I was thinking about that too, and I forgot to add that, but
yeah.
To me, it spoke to me is that with the whole and I should mention that first, with the whole thing of Wakanda, it's like how they hid in plain sight. You know, black people, mm-hmm. we need to move in silence when we're doing things. A lot of times we want to showboat. We're so excited about everything. We want to talk about all the moves we're making. And it's just like, just fucking do it and keep it amongst yourselves. Keep it with your family. Like, you ain't got to tell every goddamn body about every goddamn thing. Like, it's not that deep. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I took. Like, they thought that Wakanda was this poor nation. You know, like, it was what, on CNN or Fox, one of these American stations. And they didn't even realize that they are way more advanced than America would have ever been. Because they was moving low-key.
And the thing that I love the most is how they didn't take any handouts from any other nation. I was like, all right.
They didn't take any handouts because they were so rich. That was the point.
Exactly. They made it seem like,
you know what I'm saying, we don't need help. But in actuality is they did not need help. They didn't want nobody in their business because they would have known that if Americans and all these other first world nations found out how rich they were, they would have wanted a part of it. You know what I'm saying? So they just were trying to stay out the way. You know, and that's what we need to do sometimes, black Americans. Just, you know what I'm saying, just make moves, keep it quiet, you know, keep it off of Facebook, and that's it.
And that's it. So we all knew what was going to happen behind a very successful movie that had primarily African-American cast, and that actually happened. So according to LA Times, trolls on Twitter have been making false claims of being assaulted at screenings of Black Panther. Now, it's been extremely stupid. Jen, have you had an opportunity to look at any of these tweets or anything that some of these, you know, outrageous claims that people have been stating about the screenings and being assaulted?
I have.
Okay. So over the last few days, users have posted false claims that they were being attacked by black people while going to see Black Panther, the first movie from Marvel Studio led by a predominantly black cast. It was very unfortunate that a film that is poised to become a cultural icon is being mirrored by this fake news, said Darnell Hunt, dean of social sciences at UCLA. In the long run, it will not distract from the cultural significance of Black Panther, but it does blunt some of the positive force it has opened. It's both surprising and also not surprising. Public information officers from police departments in the New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Houston contacted by the Times said that they've received no reports that matches any of these assault claims that have been online. So let's kind of go into some of these tweets. Now, in the tweets, the posters frequently blame black youth. They say that they've been attacked, and they use these images from various unrelated sources of somebody's been bleeding or battered up or blood-soaked towels, and they're lying about what's going on. One of the images on Twitter has actor Jensen Ackles, I think that's his name, and he plays Dean Winchester on the TV series Supernatural, with makeup and fake blood on his face from a fight scene. But somebody wrote, attempted to claim a photo of a man being beaten outside. Oh, he was actually beaten outside of a nightclub. And, oh, another guy, I'm sorry, was beaten outside of a nightclub in 2013. But somebody tweeted, like, this is my brother. We went to go see Black Panther, and some black teens say, this movie ain't for you, Whitey, and they beat us up. So that was one person. Another person said that he got beat up. A woman, she was an ex-wife of former White House staff secretary Rob Porter. A poster shared of her after his assault on her, and she was bleeding all bad and stuff like that. And pretty much, it's just been stupid. So other Twitter users have been quick to call the trolls, noting that the images, they were fake, or if they weren't fake, they, you know, commented where the images really came from. Crazy. Jean, oh, also, some of those accounts that have been spreading the fake reports. This is so stupid, but it's not surprising, is it?
Hell no. They mad. Like, that's all. ultimately, that's all it fucking is. They're trying to stop a movement. You know what I'm saying? And that's what really, like, annoys the fuck out of me. It's just like, what is the issue? Like, we just are happy that finally people that look like us are being celebrated, and it is not a biopic, and it is not a fucking gang movie, and we are not fucking slaves that fought back. Like, just can we be in action films, too? Can we be in sci-fi films, too? And ain't somebody best friend? Can we be the leading character for once? And you bitches are really mad about that? Like, are you upset?
They mad because we're being portrayed as kings and queens.
Exactly. That is what we come from. That is what we are. That is what we will be. And that is something that no matter how far we fall, you cannot take from us. We know who we are as a people. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever. Fuck off. And continue to be trolled. Anybody falling for it, check the numbers, check the box office, and that's it. Do you care about this shit?
I think that is ridiculous. It's like, really? Like, are we going to continue to do this? Like, and I seen a senator, I forget, he's a Republican, and he was just like, why? He was mad because black people there excited about seeing Black Panther, and he was just like, you guys had Blade. You guys had Catwoman. Isn't that enough? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why would you say something so stupid? You know, so it was just interesting that people are getting really riled up for no reason. Like, let us down. We sit up there when y'all was on y'all Star Wars weird shit. Like, oh, we went to go see a Star Wars movies and they said, this ain't for you, Blackie. Like, can you imagine if we was making up lies like that? Like, that is just so ridiculous. And the sad thing is a lot of people are actually going to believe those lies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's reckless. But anyways, guys, Jen, before we go into that last part of the show, is there anything else you would like to say about this movie or any advice you would like to give anybody who's thinking about going to go see Black Panther that hasn't?
My only advice to anyone that has not gone see Black Panther is, what the fuck is wrong with you? And when you go come through, either wear your dashikis, your akaras, your yamados, or wear all black. But just make an impression, and that's it. That's my only advice. Right. Come through.
Come through. There you go, y'all. Come through. So, once again, answer this question in the link below. Have you went to go see Black Panther? What do you think of the movie and the cast itself? And you guys already know what me and Jim think about it. So, thank you so much for listening to our show this evening. You all can expect to hear from us next Thursday, February 22nd, at the same time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. And we want to hear from you. So, don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Tag us in the drama. Send us emails at confession2us@gmail.com. And let us know what you think. This is your host, Angel Vandrina.
And I'm your host, John Othello. And you are listening to the one and the only Confession. Good night, mate.
Good night, janitor.
What?
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants, text on include.